I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tone, should I be mad at Nick?
For what exactly?
Because I got texted by a friend yesterday who said, is he ripping you off? I went, what? And I looked at the thing and it was his quarterback tears. And I went, wait a damn minute.
What did you, were you the originator of quarterback tears? I didn't know this.
I didn't know I was either. So I was asking, I go, should I make a stink about this? I go, wait a minute. I don't want to shoot my mouth off over here. Cause I'm like, hey, the more the merrier. If I have tears, cause if I go ripping on Nick's tears, like we might just do here in a second. If I go ripping on Nick's tears and I come out with my QB tears later on, he can go ahead and rip on my tears. Doesn't it all kind of add to the fun of everything? Who says I'm the only one who has to come up with tears?
I thought it was Mike Sando who was the originator of the quarterback tears.
If we're ripping people off, then I guess I ripped off Mike Sando, did I not? So I don't think Nick ripped me off. I did say later on, I said that calling Jaden Daniels Jalen Daniels maybe is why you should have left that to a real hashtag football guy.
Oh, boy.
We all have typos. We all have typos. The L isn't really close to the D on the keyboard, but still, maybe he was thinking about the Kansas quarterback. Who knows? Who knows what was going through Nick's mind? I'm not sure. I just want to go around the room. I didn't get ripped off. I shouldn't feel it ripped off, right?
No.
Owen? Okay, thank God. I like Nick. I don't want to sit there and rip on. I mean, we'll rip on each other's sports opinions. I know Peterlin was ripping on me last Thursday for the whole earning the dog pound thing. I was like, well, you guys want them to earn something. They got to earn something, fine, but okay, to hell with it. I'm not going to be mad at Nick. I do want to go over his he's got preseason QB tiers. Now, I always put mine on the Kirk Cousins scale. He has elite, near elite, very good, functional, potentially washed. Verdict is out, danger zone, and GTFOH, which is get out of here. And he wrote anything with the Saints and Anthony Richardson. Already out on Anthony Richardson.
It seems like most people. Okay. Most people tend to be right.
Danger
now, right?
Zone. Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams' danger zone is interesting. I could see where he's feeling this on danger zone with Caleb Williams because it's like, hey, man, it's year two. You've given him a ton. I mean, that is a fantasy football team and fantasy football teams on offense. Now, I know that they've also invested in their offensive line, so I'm like, well, how can they protect him? If they've got these guys out of free agency, you know, because my whole thing, like I've argued this with Nathan about the Bears before, and this was off air. You know, he goes, well, they've made investments in their offensive line. I go, yeah, but offensive line play is at its biggest premium that it's been in years because these guys come out and they're playing different positions now. They really don't know what they're doing. So if guys become available, it's like, well, how good can they really be? Maybe they got a really good offensive line coach over there in Chicago. Maybe they'll be able to do it. Plus, you add in that, you know, all this stuff is coming out in the book about how his dad did not want him to play for the Bears, that they were going to do John Elway type stuff. Like, if he goes out there and he sucks up the room this year, I don't think you have any excuse with the type of weaponry that you have. And that's a fan base that's a very strong, cold-weather, Midwestern fan base, which means that they do not take kindly to people who say they don't want to be in their city. We've seen greatness in our city. They've seen greatness in their city, and they don't like it, no matter if it's football, baseball, basketball, whatever. So it could be ugly with him. The other three, I totally agree. I mean, Justin Fields.
I guess when I look at a quarterback tier list, though, yeah. I immediately go to the top to see who doesn't belong in the top.
We'll go right on ahead.
Like, he has Jalen Hurts in elite. I don't think Jalen Hurts is remotely elite. I think if you put him on 30 other football teams, he is nowhere near a Super Bowl.
Well, he is
Or I would say 27 other teams. Because if you put them on the good teams, the really good teams,
well, ask yourself this. It's not just, I like that, but I also want to kind of reverse it. Maybe I'm just speaking in a different language.
Yeah, but the bottom guys are so, like, Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones.
Well, Daniel Jones and Russell Wilson I don't think are controversial. I wasn't going to waste time on them. Justin Fields is a quarterback that a lot of people here wanted.
They did?
Yeah, hell yeah. We were getting calls and tweets the whole time how we were going to rue the day about Justin Fields.
Not even, like maybe 3 years ago.
Tone, this happened this last winter. We were getting that stuff. He is a former Buckeye. I think he's the quarterback that everybody wants, but nobody wants to start.
I think he stinks.
Hey, I'm not really going to fight you that much on that. I thought the Caleb Williams take was controversial. That's why I started there.
But okay, Caleb Williams. It's obviously God-given abilities. I wouldn't write his career off now. Justin Fields, I'd write off. I think he's done.
With Jalen Hurts, you got to ask yourself how many quarterbacks will win a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think if you can name...
Yeah, like Joe Burrow 100% would.
Yeah, so if you can name five, six other guys...
I don't understand how Joe Burrow is the near elite and Jalen Hurts is elite. Just switch the teams. Well, I think Jalen Hurts would have won a lot less games in Cincinnati than Joe Burrow has. There's no chance Jalen Hurts would have taken Cincinnati to the Super Bowl.
You go to this... I mean, he's got Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. No one's arguing that, right? Yeah. Okay, with Jalen Hurts... I have a lot of respect for Jalen Hurts, but I think he's impossible to put into
a
category.
He's a tough one. I do agree.
Burrow, yeah. Stafford, Jaden Daniels, all could have won a Super Bowl with that team. Jared Goff, Dak.
Yeah, Goff's team was pretty loaded in Detroit. Dak. So I think Goff is probably properly rated.
I think Dak's more very good to functional than I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Justin Herbert, I mean, I think that the media overrates Justin Herbert, but I still think that he's very good.
I wouldn't put Herbert in the near. I'd put Herbert, according to these categories, yeah. I'd bump him down to very good.
Very good. Okay, I'm still with the Jalen Hurts thing for a second, because I'm going down the list of guys who could win a Super Bowl with these guys, with the Eagles.
With the Eagles, who are so stacked.
Okay, C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love, Bo Nix. C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love, Bo Nix. I think C.J. Stroud, I don't know about Jordan Love or Bo Nix yet.
I don't know that. I wouldn't put any of those guys in that list yet.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud did take a step back last year.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here's the one. Baker Mayfield.
Baker, it's a great question. So he basically has Baker in the third tier. He has elite, near elite, then very good.
Uh-huh.
That was the only thing that bothered me. I normally go top to bottom, right? Like
yeah,
left
goes
to
up
right, and,
down.
And then go down.
Yeah,
whatever.
It kind of goes up and down.
Baker is interesting because he has rebounded. He's totally saved his career. I thought he was going to be out of the league after the Carolina disaster, right?
Yeah.
And then... he bounced around. He went to the Rams.
Tampa.
Tampa, he has been really, really good in the regular season.
Now they win the division down there, but it's not a great division.
It's a terrible division, but man, he's been good.
He's been very good.
Way better than I thought he could be.
You can never accuse the guy of not playing well with good weapons. And he's got good weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And that defense has been pretty solid for the most part for him.
Pass.
He's thrown a ton of touchdowns. I think that, yeah, Baker Mayfield, this is why I can't put Jalen Hurts in the elite. Cause
he had 41 touchdown passes last year.
I don't think Baker Mayfield is an elite quarterback. I think that where Nick has him isn't very good, but I think Baker Mayfield would absolutely be a Super Bowl champion with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think absolutely. I think once you get to like Brock Purdy, I mean, he's had a really good team around him too, and I love Brock, but I don't know if he's getting there. Then Kyler Murray, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Tua, no. Like, I don't find those guys in there. With the potentially washed guys, he has Joe Flacco and potentially washed. I think it's kind of too easy to put Joe Flacco and potentially washed because he's 40 years old. I think that's just about where he is. He's got Aaron Rodgers and potentially washed.
I mean, okay, so...
rival quarterbacks in the same division, in the same category.
If I were in any other city but Cleveland, I would jump to say that Joe Flacco is washed. Wouldn't you?
Would you put him?
He was on a bad team last year and was a bad quarterback. That's washed, right?
They tried Anthony Richardson quit on the team, so they brought him in. They said, it's not
would
working.
You?
And they went back to Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, so you'd say washed if you were in any other city but Cleveland. Right. But you can't say it in Cleveland because you want to hope that Joe Flacco
is the
good
memory
enough.
Of what happened.
And yes, he took him to the playoffs 2 years ago down the stretch.
So would you then? So hold on. So you would put Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco would be, so would you put him in the GTFOH category?
He doesn't have a category called washed, but I don't understand the danger
fully
zone.
Fully washed?
Like, Russell Wilson's done. Daniel Jones is done. Those two are over, so they should be in the worst category.
I would say
Justin Fields, worst category. Like, all those guys to me, along with, yes, Joe Flacco should be in that category. Bottom of the barrel starters.
I think Nick is an Ohio State fan, right?
Yes.
He hosted the podcast.
You better.
I think because of the Buckeye thing, he put him in the danger zone where I think he really knows the truth. Russell Wilson, I think you can take all those guys out of the danger zone and just put them in the GTFOH category.
I don't think you need a danger
except
zone.
Except for Caleb Williams. I think the Caleb Williams thing
is interesting. Okay, yeah, Caleb Williams should be in that category probably by himself. Rodgers and Cousins, when they're healthy, I think they can still play. I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to be like fully mobile, healthy Aaron Rodgers.
All right, verdict is out. Drake May, Bryce Young, Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy. Drake May, they love him, and there's so many people saying he's about to take flight in New England. I would put him in. I'd put him in that category.
Yeah, like his numbers were worse than Mac Jones's rookie numbers in New England, but they love him.
Bryce almost ruined in Carolina. Michael Penix Jr. is exciting. J.J. McCarthy, we just have no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
We just have no clue. I know that because there were a lot of people that were like during the season 2 years ago, I think there were a lot of people who started to grow into the J.J. McCarthy thing, and then he was the darling that is like, man, look how he's throwing open guys on third down, and look how he's able to throw them open over the middle on third down. This guy can actually be something special. But I think that he's a guy that is a total, yes, verdict is out guy. As much as I wanted to rip Nick's quarterback tiers, with the exception of Jalen Hurts and Caleb Williams and a couple others, I kind of like his tiers.
I would bounce
kind of down with Nick's tiers.
Bo Nix, I would bounce down to functional. I do not think he's very good.
I would put him to verdict is out because he's only a second year player.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'd put him back to verdict is out. Functional is like, hey, you're a functional QB. That's who you are, and that's it.
I'd move Jared Goff down to very good from nearly.
Ooh. Okay.
I think he's a very good quarterback.
Now, you're a Chargers hater. Real quick, what would you do with Justin Herbert?
I'd probably put him in very good, too. Verging on functional, but very good.
The Goff thing's interesting. He's now done it for two teams, different coaches. He's put up massive numbers.
It's just not a wow factor to me. I think you got to have a wow factor, too.
Okay. Should I let this influence my tears coming up later? Not today. I haven't made it.
No,
yet.
You've got to act like the jury when they're instructed to disregard everything else you've seen or read about this trial.
So I'm not gonna read any of the replies. I didn't read their I don't know if they did a segment on it. I didn't listen to it on purpose yesterday because I felt that they were gonna do a segment. I don't want him and their arguments to influence me. I didn't want that to happen. Tim Kirkjian coming up 8:22 this morning. If you don't want him, fine. But don't do this to yourself and try to use flimsy basketball reasons as a reason to not want you-know-who back. And there is a dome coming to downtown Cleveland, and the Browns are going to play in it. Sort of. It's coming up at 7:21 on The Fan.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.